Hello, hello, everyone. We are live and I am back from California. So welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. Today is April 24th, 2025. Yes, we are back from being in California for 2 weeks. And our team did an amazing job here back home, taking care of the animals, taking care of everything, taking care of social media. Here comes Sadie. Pray for Sadie. Sadie's blood work came back. She's fighting elevated kidney levels right now, and she got to have an ultrasound. Well, please pray for Sadie right now, right? Yes, we got everyone going to pray for you. Yes. And so she jumps up here again. Well, she's 16. We kind of let her do what she wants. So welcome to everybody coming in. Let's see who's coming in. Oh, Sadie, they're saying hi to you as you're walking out the door here. I see South Carolina, Texas. Let me see what else here, because there's multiple Texases. Canada, hello to our neighbors in Canada. Hello, hello. Let's see, Oregon and Michigan, Vermont, Alabama, Idaho, Kansas, Ireland. Hello to our friends in Ireland and our international audience coming in. Oklahoma, Massachusetts, Florida, Georgia. So many of you are pouring in. I see Arizona, Western New York. We would love to come to Western New York. If we're invited, we'll come up to Western New York. We got no issues with that. Let's see who else here. Wisconsin and Pittsburgh, Indiana. Praise the Lord. So you're all poor. Netherlands. Hello to our friends in the Netherlands. You know, Chris is Norwegian. Chris is actually Norwegian, German, and French. He looks like that. He's got the blonde hair. He's got the big blue eyes. He's got the pretty, he's got like the chiseled looking face. And so that's actually his mix. So not a shred of Italian in him, but that's okay. We love him anyway. So, but basically, he is from, his family comes from those parts of the world. And hello to everybody else jumping in, our moderators as well, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have got some deep stuff to get into about what happened over Passover. There are some insights and connections you are going to want to hear. This has been leading up for 12 years. Okay. So this is very interesting what we're going to get into, but many things happened on Passover and then the day after Passover ended. So we're going to get into all of that prophetically. So if you could share this broadcast right now, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we are going to get right into all of this because this is a prophetic deep dive. There's a lot of prophecy we have to talk about as well, and we're going to get into that as well. How is Chris's mom? Chris's mom is home from the hospital. Thank you so much, everyone praying for her, because when I got the call, they thought she was going to pass away. And here I have my husband across the country, which would have caused quite a bit of chaos. So I asked for prayer publicly. You all prayed for us. I cried out to the Lord in the middle of it, and the Lord sustained her. She is home. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers. We so appreciate it. Hello to Pakistan. Pakistan just came in. Oh, hello to our friends across the world in Pakistan. But we so appreciate it. Chris appreciates it. He got to see his mother today for a few minutes. His aide took him out, and so he got to see her today. And so we will keep you updated on that as it goes forward. So we so appreciate that, because that it really sustained her while we were across the country. And so praise Almighty God for that. So, and I said, Lord, she's not dying on Passover. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, this woman is not dying on Passover. I'm not letting her, Lord. I'm not letting her. Kenneth Hagin used to do that. Pastor Kenneth Hagin, he used to intercede for his friends like that. And I said, Lord, I'm not letting that. No, in the name of Jesus Christ, no. And so praise God, she's home. So let's open up in prayer as people are coming in. And then we're going to get into this prophetic deep dive of events that are happening that are not only connected, but are very profound to the time we're entering within the earth. So let's open up in prayer. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. do your holy, precious name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. Lord, we all fall so incredibly short of your glory while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us, Lord. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. Lord, forgive us, wash us, and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we come before you humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you for the gift of salvation. We could never, ever earn it, and we could never, ever pay it back. And we acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He willingly came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And Father, we just praise you, Father God, for that immense sacrifice that Jesus Christ made at Calvary. He willingly died for our sins. He purchased us with the highest price. He paid it in full by the shedding of his own blood, that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It paid the debt in full. It redeemed us. It reconciled us back to our Father in heaven. And we praise you. He miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before the throne of God. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God. You are welcome in this place. And the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Father, you are welcome to have your way. Let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move, Father God. Lord, just we welcome that the your presence to rest here, to mightily move, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Lord, and minister to those who are watching. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps, order my words, Father God, tonight as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father God, of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take the authority we have through Christ Jesus. We rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, weapon, or arrow that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets and agents of the enemy and the like would attempt, Father God, by your fire, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, every arrow destroyed by the fire of God, every weapon malfunction, every way the enemy might come through, shut, locked, blocked, and sealed in the name of Jesus Christ, and it all cast back to the pitch, dry places and areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. You are holy. You say, be thou holy, for I am holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for that, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all. We humbly submit to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Lord, you are welcome to have your way in this place. So I'm just going to get up our notes because a lot happened over Passover. There were things that simultaneously happened that were prophesied before that. If you haven't seen the short, we put a short out about it. One where I'm talking and I'm reading and going over the prophecy. And then we actually put out the clips to show the dates that those things were said, our team did. So let's get into what happened over Passover, what happened the day after Passover, and what's coming and what this means. So interestingly enough, because many of you know the Pope passed away on Passover and on Easter Monday. Pope Francis, was announced his death on that day. Simultaneously, we'll get into this too, Klaus Schwab steps down from the World Economic Forum. That is no accident that those two things happen simultaneously, and we'll get into that. But I'm going to tell you something. The Pope ruled okay, or had his seat for 12 years before he died. He was appointed in 2013 under the second term of the Obama administration. So Obama is in his second term by this point. Pope Francis is appointed, right? Pope Francis at that point was a sign of the times, right? 12 biblically has to do with government and rule. So a changing of rule, a changing of leadership, a changing of governments in Europe. And last night, past midnight, what I just said to you, I actually heard spiritually. I heard it. The new pope will be a sign of the times. The new pope will be a sign of the times because Francis was a sign of the times. Look at everything he got into that the Obama administration helped spawn, right, and push forward. And he actually, in many ways, went astray from the word of God. I want to read to you some scripture first before we get into prophecy, because there is, you know, I want to start off with scripture. I want to start off with the word of God. And there's a few parts here that we're going to get into with scripture. We've got two parts here, and then we've got two parts going down a little bit. So Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. It came about in the sixth year, on the fifth day of the sixth month. Now, I'm going to tell you something very interesting right there that I just saw. Thank you, Lord. Okay. In the sixth year of the fifth day of the sixth month equals 17. I want you to remember the number 17, okay? Because it's going to come into play as we go down. Remember the number 17. Okay. So it came about in the sixth year on the fifth day of the sixth month, as I sat in my house near Babylon with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell on me there. Then I looked and behold a likeness with the appearance of fire. From his loins downward, he was like fire. And from his loins upward, he had the appearance of brightness like a gleaming metal. He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my of hair on my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner courtyard, where the seat of the idol, the image of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy, was located. And behold, the glory and the brilliance of the God of Israel was there, like the vision which I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, son of man, now raise your eyes towards the north. So I looked towards the north, and behold, to the north of the altar gate was this idol, this image of jealousy at the entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great repulsive acts which the house of Israel is committing here to drive me far away from my sanctuary. But you will again see greater repulsive acts. Then he brought me to the entrance of the courtyard. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. He said to me, son of man, now dig into the wall. And when I had dug into the wall, behold, there was an entrance. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked, repulsive acts that they are committing here. So I entered and looked and saw every kind of creeping things and beasts and loathsome things and all the idols of the house of Israel carved around on the wall. Standing before these images were 70 elders of the house of Israel, and among them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, each man with his censer in his hand, and a thick and fragrant cloud of incense was rising. Then he said to me, son of man, do you see what the elders... Now, this is verse 12. I want you to listen to this, because the Pope ruled 12 years. Verse 12, then he said to me, son of man, do you see what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, each man in his secret room of carved images? For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has abandoned the land. He also said to me, yet again, you will see even greater repulsive acts which they are committing. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the Lord's house, and behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. He said to me, do you see this, son of man? Yet you will see still greater repulsive acts than these. So he brought me to the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the entrance to the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they were bowing down toward the east and worshiping the sun. He said to me, do you see this, son of man? Is it too slight a thing for the house of Judah to commit the repulsive acts which they have committed here, that they have filled the land with violence and repeatedly provoked me to anger? And behold, they are putting the branch to their nose. Verse 18, therefore I indeed will deal in wrath. My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare them. And though they cry loudly in my ears, yet I will not listen to them. Ezekiel 8 is a sign of the times right now. Ezekiel 8 is a sign of the times in the church right now. This is what's happening. We are watching Ezekiel 8 play out before our very eyes. Also, I'm going to read to you from Revelation. The church of Sardis in Revelation, remember the message to the seven churches. And this is a very interesting what the Lord says about the church of Sardis. He says, Revelation 3, verse 1 through 6. These are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a name. You have a reputation that you are alive, but in reality, you are dead. Wake up and strengthen and reaffirm what remains, which is about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God or meeting his requirements. So remember and take to heart the lessons you have received and heard. Keep and obey them and repent. So then if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. And they will walk with me dressed in white because they are worthy. He who overcomes will accordingly be dressed in white clothing, and I will never blot out his name from the book of life, and I will confess and openly acknowledge his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. So what he was saying to the church of Sardis is, first of all, you may have a reputation. You may have a reputation, but spiritually, you're dead. Right? Sardis had endured two surprise attacks, despite the fact it was fortified. And the Lord faults the church of Sardis for maintaining an outward appearance of being alive while actually being spiritually dead. So, and it's warned for them to wake up and repent. Otherwise, he's going to come like a thief to bestow judgment. Okay, so keep that in mind with what we're going to talk about. Keep these things in mind. Keep the number 17 in mind. Remember, in the sixth year of the fifth month, in the sixth year on the fifth day of the sixth month, that equals the number 17. Just keep that in mind as we go forward. I'm going to show you something incredible that happened that was a kingdom torn away moment for the Vatican. And we're going to get into that. Okay. Let's get into some prophecy, though, first. Let's get into the word of the Lord. We're going to go back to July 12th, 2022. I had a dream. It was a very brief dream, but it ran very deep. I saw the dome that was St. Peter's Basilica. It also sort of represented the Capitol in Washington, D.C. And came and perched atop that dome was a very large demon. Head of a jackal, muscular body of a person. It spread its large and vast wings out. It was all brown. And then I woke up. Now, the Capitol in D.C. and St. Peter's Basilica, the dome, mimic each other, okay, within Vatican City, St. Peter's Basilica. It's interesting because what I saw, this demonic presence, I believe is involved in both, and we're going to see maybe something happen in tandem here. Why he was perched atop there, it had to do with the shedding of innocent blood, but it also had to do with the change of leadership. This I wrote this back in 2022, that is set to occur both in the Capitol and the Vatican. So leadership would change first in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and after that leadership changed, leadership would change in the Vatican. Okay, so this is back in 2022. President Trump became the leader. Leadership changed in the Capitol first. And then leadership change 4 months later at the Vatican. But this is back in 2022, I'm writing this. This territorial demonic spirit is trying to keep this claim. This demon is venal, which means motivated by susceptibility to bribery. So this demon has to do with bribery, greed, temptation, and power. He is guarding the corrupt transactional agreements where bribery is exchanged for power and influence. However, that is not the only reason he has perched upon both places. And then I said, this goes back to a dream and a prophecy I was given, and we'll tie it all together. It goes back to the dream with the spirit of Antichrist in the European Union. I did speak about that dream in close proximity to this July 2022 broadcast. And I wrote, I just spoke of as the Vatican is at the center of their dealings, as the capital in DC is at the center of many dealings, and the EU. It is set to prematurely through the enemy let that spirit of Antichrist in because of this. There is someone at the Vatican who is coming ready to pass. This is back in 2022. It is a prefabrication of events of Revelation, putting the cart before the horse. So that's back July 12th, 2022. Actually, that demon that I saw was the false god Anubis, the Egyptian god of the dead. In fact, it was pointing at the time this person would pass because Egypt is synonymous with Passover. So if I'm seeing that false god trying to protect that claim and it has to do with Egypt, then it's pointing at the fact of Passover. And this was back in July of 2022. March 22nd, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, I am God, there is no other, meaning the Lord. My eyes wander to and fro throughout the earth, and I, the Lord, am looking at France. I am looking at Macron. I see the scandal, says the Lord, enormous, will shake the foundation of France and the socialist principles it is built upon. For he is a front man for another with ties that bind to the Vatican and to the World Economic Forum. So here we go. The Lord is beginning to merge and tie together the Vatican and the World Economic Forum. He's starting to say them simultaneous in words in 2023. Those two will attempt to merge and create one organization, says the Lord. The Vatican so shall attempt to merge with the Forum and create a new entity. It shall fail, says the Lord, for it is built upon godlessness and self-indulgence. They think their thinking has ascended. Instead, it shall descend even further into the pits of brimstone, says the Lord. So, in this word from 2023, the Lord purposefully ties together the Vatican and the World Economic Forum. And on the same day, on Passover, the Pope is announced dead and Klaus Schwab sets down as chairman of the WEF. That was back in March of 2023. The Lord started to merge the two of those together in words, starting to signal we would see things with these two, the Vatican and the WEF, happening together. Now, interestingly enough, this year would make it 51 years, basically, since the WEF started inviting political leaders. It would be 51 years. 50 is the jubilee. Always around that 50th year, Klaus Schwab steps down after a little over 50 years. Fidel Castro, right? His rule ended in Cuba at the 50-year mark. And J.D. Vance is the 50th vice president of the United States, which is a sign of the jubilee, right? Of what is stolen being given back, right? Land being given back to its owners, slave being set free, reversals happening. So that's all interesting in itself. Now, there was an article from March 3rd, 2025 that I'm just going to mention briefly before we go on, but a record amount of CEOs are stepping down from all the major corporations. And listen to this. Through our own primary research at Build Remote, we uncovered that 47 of the Fortune 100 companies have had a CEO step down since 2020. 47. Isn't that an interesting number, being that President Trump is the 47th president of the United States? And 47 of the top 100 Fortune 100 companies, right, have stepped down in the past 5 years. This exodus is no accident. This is an exodus. This is a changing of the guard. And so we're seeing this crescendo happen between the Vatican and the WEF, and that happening on the same day. Now, this is where we're going to go a little deep here with what has happened. Okay. So now let's bring it back to the Vatican. So I give that prophecy in March of 2023 about the Vatican and the WEF. 9 months later, and somebody named Debbie sent this to me today over a charisma. She sent this for me. I only watched a few minutes of it, and then the Lord started speaking to me. I shut the video off, and I just started listening. But back 9 months. Okay, so let's go back to 2023. 9 months after that March 2023 prophecy, something happens. Something prophetically sobering and profound happens. December 17th, 2023, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Pope Francis is from, the statue of St. Peter was struck by lightning. Okay, right about the time this Pope Francis opens the door to change doctrine and accept homosexuality and other things that are against the word of God. And as Pope Francis is opening this door, right, illegally, in the realm of the spirit, lightning strikes the statue of Peter, right? Catholics believe in a way that the Pope sits in Peter's seat, kind of. So like, and he's an oracle of God, right, on the earth. But when the lightning hit the statue in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where Pope Francis is from, it took out Peter's halo and it struck the keys out of Peter's right hand. It took out the halo, it struck the keys out of Peter's right hand. This event occurs December 17th, 2023. Guess when Pope Francis was born? December 17th, 1936. If that is not prophetic and sobering, I don't know what is. That event occurred where the halo was struck and the keys were struck by lightning out of the statue of Peter's hand, December 17th, 2023. Pope Francis was born December 17th, 1936. 87 years. He completed his 87th year, and on his 88th year, he died. Also, the exact day, right, 87 years later, that lightning strikes, the exact day of his birth, right, and takes the key from the right hand, which is, well, to get into that, it's a symbol of authority, and strikes the halo off the head. This St. Peter statue was at the former diocese where Pope Francis was. So Pope Francis stayed at that diocese. The statue was at the very place that Pope Francis stayed. I'm going to talk about two scriptures with this that correlate to what happened here, because it's so incredible what happened. So 1 Samuel 15:28. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to your neighbor who is better than you." Matthew 21:43. "Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people who will produce the fruit of it." When the keys were struck out of the hand by lightning, the keys, that's the symbol of the authority. That's the authority. The halo, if you want to think of it like holiness, the holiness, right, was stripped, the covering. Right? The covering was taken. The kingdom was torn away. The covering is taken. The keys are taken, representing authority. On the very day Pope Francis is born, at the very archdiocese he stayed at in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Now, following the resignation of Pope Benedict, it says XVI. I think that's what, the 16th? I think X is 10, V is 5, and I is 1. If our team wants to look that up and tell me what, so we don't get wrong which one this was, but the following resignation of Pope Benedict on February 28th, 2013, a papal conclave elected Pope Francis as his successor on March 13th. Now, why is this significant for now? Purim that year of 2013 ended February 24th. And the window between Purim and Passover was entered. Within 2 weeks of Passover, 2013, Pope Francis was chosen. And now he dies during Passover, 12 years later, having to do with government rule. Okay, I was right. It was the 16th. I was going back to my school days where they teach you Roman numerals. I had to go back to my middle school days. And my high school days there for a minute. Praise God, I got it right. It is Pope Benedict the 16th. Now, so within 2 weeks to Passover, Francis is elected when the Obama regime is going into its second term, because Francis was a sign of the time. He was a representation, right, of what would try to come forth in that time and corrupt the church. All right. And now he dies on Passover and on Easter Monday, which apparently is a big deal in Italy. Now, Matthew 16, 18 through 19 says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." He didn't say, "On this rock I will build my pope." He said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom." This is why it's so important that the keys were taken out of Peter's hand in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the very day Pope Francis is born. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." This is the authority. "And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So when the keys are taken, your authority is taken, your rule is taken, and in the realm of the spirit, the kingdom has been torn away from you. So you have the seat now without the anointing. Saul had the seat without the anointing. David had the anointing without the seat. This was a Saul. This pope was a Saul. Might have started out okay, but greatly strayed. And then the authority, the keys, the kingdom was torn away. Because the Lord in that scripture says he's given the keys of the kingdom, right, to Peter, right? He's talking to Peter, "I've given you the keys of the kingdom." So the fact the lightning struck the keys out of Peter's hand at the very diocese Pope Francis lived at on the very day Pope Francis was born, December 17th, I don't know how much more clear you can get than that. Because keys represent authority. And truly that day, December 13th, 2023, December 17th, it wasn't December 13th, it was December 17th, 2023, in the realm of the spirit, the Pope's authority was taken, as was Saul's. And the halo was taken because the covering was taken, right? The covering had been knocked off now and taken. The light of God had been snatched away for what the world wanted, for what LGBTQ plus XYZ wanted, for what all these groups wanted, Muslims wanted. The light of God, the Holy Spirit, had been kicked out for that, right? The halo was taken too because holiness had been blasphemed and made a spectacle of. That's what happened. And if you think about it, a halo arches like a rainbow. They both arch, right? So if you think about it that way as well. Let's go to May 6, 2024. "Thus says the Lord, the Vatican, smoke from their chimneys." That happens when a new pope is chosen. "A changing of the guard, for every foul, perverse spirit is feasting at their table, and they have praised the gods of gold and silver and the serpent of the rainbow. They have praised their saints and the work of their capital hands. I, the Lord, have given mercy in time, and in this time their altar shall be broken as well, says the Lord, as well as the place of my capital son who died at Calvary, cleansed of its relics. In this time, for I, the Lord, am calling you back to holiness." You see, that's the thing. The halo was taken because the holiness was gone. In this time, the Lord is saying, when the changing of the guard happens, when smoke comes from the Vatican, I'm going to call you back to holiness, is what he's saying. October 12th, 2024. "Thus says the Lord, Europe shall have a large turnover in leadership in this time, for they have been weighed, and the Vatican has been weighed, and their head shall be paid their wage in this time." This was the Yom Kippur word. It was judged that day. "In this time, for leading people astray away from the Lord and wrapping your arms around what is egregious to me." In this time means in this year, right? The coming year. In the coming year, this would happen. That was the October 12th prophecy. February 13th, 2025. You see, when the Lord keeps repeating himself and it's getting closer and closer, the contractions are getting closer and closer before the event happens. February 13th, 2025. "Smoke from the Vatican. A revival in Italy is rumbling, says the Lord. Rumblings in Greece, says the Lord. Leadership is about to change suddenly, says the Lord." February 20th, 2025. "For that spirit of accusation is turning on Europe, says the Lord. Oh, France, your relationship with the Vatican is about to fracture." You make missteps, O leadership, and a very large crack is about to come forth and shall be pulled, Capitol, from the depths of what has been hidden deep in your official buildings. The evidence, Capitol, of such shall come forth, for you have entertained the persecuting spirit. You have entertained the spirit of lawlessness and Antichrist, and for such your wage shall be paid this year, 2025. Says the Lord. For the year of the Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. Capitals, a year of reversals, overturnings, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord. Shock. I would watch Macron right now very carefully with France. I am telling you, because what has happened with the Vatican, I am telling you that's going to rupture. That's going to rupture from under him. The sandcastle he is ruling from is going to rupture under him. So Macron is one of the ones in France right now. I would watch for shock to come out of France. Okay. I felt that one. March 17th, 2025. Pray and intercede during this window. Watch for explosiveness between the US and Canada. Watch the Pope and the Vatican as well. The enemy hates Passover because it is a reminder that he is not on the throne. This is going to be an intense window and sobering time. Esther 2 is in play, so pray for President Trump for his protection. March 31st, just to remind you too, Esther took place in Persia, which is Iran. Just keep that in mind that I just said that. April 4th, 2025. Speak, this is all capitals, speak my truth in love and call for righteousness, a standard and repentance in this hour, says the Lord. For a very old wound is about to be reopened, says the Lord, in the Catholic Church. In the Episcopal Church, says the Lord, a wound is about to be uncovered, grave in nature, that goes back more than 30 years, says the Lord. And that wound shall be exposed. The side of the church is about to be pierced and opened, says the Lord, including the Vatican. Says the Lord, including the Western Church, says the Lord, including the most well-known African ministers who have acted more like witch doctors than holy men of God. So the Lord's going Vatican. Vatican's going to happen first. Western Church. And then well-known African ministers who have acted more like witch doctors. It's going to go in that order, I think. We're going to see it happen in that order. So we're seeing the Vatican, right? The Western Church is us. And then the well-known African ministers who are acting like witch doctors, it may go in that order. But when he says the side of the church is about to be pierced and opened, if you remember when Christ was on the cross, when they pierced his side, it meant he was dead. It meant he was dead. He had died. And blood and water came out, which, you know, prophetically has a lot of significance in scripture, that blood and water came out together. You have the blood that sanctifies. You have the water of the word that cleanses. The blood and the water came out together. Okay. Now, seeing all of this happen in the order it's happening, right? That the new pope will be a sign of the times. He will be a sign of the times. Because when Francis came up, he suddenly encompassed everything that was going on, everything the Obama administration was pushing, everything Europe was pushing, you know, opening corrupt doors, right? It was a time of corruption. It was a time of abomination. It was a time of Ezekiel 8. And that is coming full circle after 12 years. We're seeing Ezekiel 8 again. We saw the time in the beginning when he came in, and we're seeing Ezekiel 8 again. And what happened is that the World Economic Forum, and I had said this, March 31st, 2025, and we are coming into the time of Passover, which is a very important time after what we have just been through as a nation. I believe that during Passover, we are going to see some serious resignations and a serious announcement from the Vatican. That flew out my mouth from the Holy Spirit that night. It just flew out that you would see it together, serious resignations and a serious announcement from the Vatican together on Passover. That is exactly what happened when it was announced of the Pope's death on Passover, and the same day Klaus Schwab steps down from the World Economic Forum. Let's talk about that for a minute, because I'm telling you, there's a tie there. There is a connection that the Lord started making, that connection back in 2023 between events at the Vatican, events at the WEF, them happening together. He started putting those two together in words back in 2023. April 9th, 2022. There is a civil war going on within the artificial intelligence world and within the world of those that attend things as the World Economic Forum. There is a civil war that is happening amongst them, and some of them don't trust the other. So some of them may be corrupted, but they're not as corrupted as the others. So therefore, they don't trust the others, so they're doing things to hedge their bet. Remember, I said this, hedge their bet. And this season, you're going to see many of them doing weird things, like Elon Musk buying Twitter to hedge their bet, because they don't trust the other titans at the table. They don't trust them. There's going to be so much mistrust within their communities and a civil war that's going to spill out into the public eye, because they're all trying to build Babel. And they're all, some of them are trying to hedge their bet and protect themselves in the midst of what they see happening. Okay, so I go into that and I warn about that. And that is what is shaping up, actually. And we'll get into that at the World Economic Forum. But January 27th, 2025. And says the Spirit, Holy Spirit, let the book of records be opened this day. And it recorded that the time of reckoning has come, that the days must reach their fullness of reckoning, for fire in many forms to be carried out within these nations. For I am a consuming fire, says the Lord, a burning bush. Passover. There's the clue right there. A burning bush. Exodus, Passover. The reckoning will bring the fullness of the demolition to the projects of the enemy, the projects of darkness, the projects of the corrupt. Let it be noted this day in the book of records that the World Economic Forum is about to be sifted, shaken, and the pot stirred up, for the time of their reckoning has come, and the day of reversal of projects they have set in motion is coming to its fullness. Now, what's happening now is Klaus Schwab steps down. He's now being investigated by the World Economic Forum for abuses. They have now turned on him. And here comes Esther. Isn't that interesting? We had just said her name not long ago, and here she comes. So now he's being investigated. It's a civil war. They're turning on each other. He's stepping down. The WEF is now investigating him, okay? And into apparently many abuses that he has committed. This is no accident. This all happens on Passover. In this word, the Lord said, a burning bush. That is Passover. That is synonymous with that. So there was another clue warning of the time that this was going to happen. And this was January 27th, 2025, that this word was given. Now, on top of this, these two things happen. The day after Passover, something else very profound happens. Turkey is rocked by a 6.2 earthquake. The day after Passover, Turkey, it was April 23rd, 2025. Passover ended the 22nd. Within the window between Passover and Pentecost, is rocked by a 6.2 earthquake. I'm going to read to you prophecy about this, because the shaking has just begun in that area. The very serious shaking and sifting has just begun. It's not only going to be in Turkey. It's going to be in the surrounding nations also. And October 14th, 2024 says, capitals, I am the Aleph, says the Lord. I am capital, and I will utilize him in this time of his leadership to issue a blow to the Ayatollah, in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place. And for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time, that is what they so shall receive. Their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Turkey shall be shaken and sifted. The regime of Lebanon, get in line with what I, the Lord, have declared, or your seat shall be ripped out from under you, for you make your people unnecessarily suffer. So he's putting together here Iran, Turkey, Lebanon for shakings. Turkey was just physically shaken the day after Passover. April 3rd, 2025, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make, for a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord. And a very capital sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Turkey, says the Lord. For Turkey is about to rear up for a strike. However, when you do, O blasphemer who attempts to resurrect the lifeless Ottoman Empire, when you do, says the Lord, Turkey shall shake, says the Lord, all the way into Lebanon, says the Lord. This is a sign of what's coming with leadership in Turkey and Iran and the sifting, because when things shake, they also sift. This is a sign of what is coming for leadership for Turkey. This is a sign of what is about to happen in Iran. Iran is going to shake. The Lord caused an earthquake and shook the prison free to free Paul and Silas and break those chains. Watch for similar out of Iran. When Paul and Silas, it was midnight, they're in the prison. They're beaten. They've got stripes on them. They're chained to the ground. And they're singing praises to God at midnight in the prison. They are singing praises to him, and the rest of the prisoners are listening. And in the middle of that, in the middle of the praises in the prison, the Lord shook the entire earth in order to break the prison doors open, to make the chains fall from them, and to deliver them and to set them free. And we are seeing this begin in Iran. The people of Iran more and more are rising up. And if the people of Iran will do what Paul and Silas did, the Lord is literally going to shake Iran, shake the Ayatollah's court, break the chains, open the prison doors, right? And begin to set these people free. But the people of Iran have to call on the name of the Lord and do what Paul and Silas did and start praising him openly. Start praising him openly in the streets. Start praising him in their homes. Start praising him in the middle of the prison. And that's when the earth shook. And that is coming for Iran. God's got Turkey, Iran, and Lebanon together. It's so important to see who God puts together in a word. When he starts putting the Vatican and the WEF together, that's a warning. Things are going to happen together with those two. Now he's putting together Turkey, Iran, and Lebanon. So all of them are going to be shaken and sifted. All of them, even Saudi Arabia, I just heard that in my spirit. Even the court, a high court, and the royal family of the Saudis in this time is going to be shaken. Saudi Arabia is going to be shaken. So we have to understand that this is a time of a changing of leadership in Europe and in the Middle East, and that this is causing a great shaking in the earth. And it's causing a shaking in the earth because there's rumblings of renewal and revival in Italy, in Iran. Italy, because of what happened, is another one to watch right now. There is rumblings of revival. The Lord said it. He said it. There were rumblings of revival. He talked about the Vatican. He said leadership would change suddenly. Those rumblings of revival in Italy were happening before the Pope passes. I'm telling you, when that Pope died, something broke over Italy. I am telling you, it did. That demonic presence fell from its high place. When this happened, when the Pope died, when Pope Francis died, something broke over Italy. A hold, if you want to call it in a way, an oppression, a curse that was brought upon Italy by what the Pope welcomed in, by how the Pope veered from the word of God, by how he thought blasphemy and abomination was okay and made excuses for it, that there were multiple roads to get to God. It put a stronghold there. And it opened a door in Italy. It opened a door of oppression in Italy. And when this happened on Passover, why Passover? Why would the Lord allow this on Passover? What happened on Passover? That angel passed over, right? And the firstborn died. There were 10 plagues total. The 10th was of the firstborn. And the angel passed over, and the blood on the doorpost, which represented a cross, the way it was put, the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, the angel passed over and didn't harm them. He passed by that home. But Egypt, those that were engaged in the pagan practices of Egypt, in the idolatry of Egypt, in the worshiping of false gods, in the turning on the ways of God, they were struck on Passover. So when you look at why this was allowed on Passover, this is also a message loud and clear to the church. And I'm going to tell you something. There was a warning of this happening even before, 2 weeks before Purim. If you remember, 2 weeks before Purim, in England, 10 leaders of the Church of England were charged for abuses. I think that went back over 30 years, covering up abuse for over 30 years. 10 leaders were charged. 10 of all numbers, it was 10. Why? Because Haman had 10 sons in the book of Esther. Nuremberg, they hung 10 Nazi officers, right? And now in this time, it's 10 leaders of the Church of England. That was a warning of what we were coming into. So that was 2 weeks before Purim about that happens, right? And then we enter the window between Purim and Passover. And then on Passover, on the same day, the Pope is announced dead and Klaus Schwab steps down from the WEF. This is a warning to the church as well right now. This is a warning to leadership of the church. It's a warning about what leadership needs to do, and they need to stop buckling to the demands of the world. They need to stop buckling to what is blasphemous to God and what he considers an abomination. And I'm telling you, something broke when he died on Passover, or he was announced dead on Passover. Something broke because there had been not only a stronghold there, but it was in Ezekiel 8. It was, come and let me show you greater abominations. Come to the inner court now. I will show you even greater abominations. Here is where the image of jealousy is, the seed of jealousy, right? The idol that provokes men to jealousy. They wanted the Pope to approve things that are detestable to God out of jealousy, out of greed, out of wanting what others had that they didn't have, these communities. And they provoked, right? They provoked the Vatican to approve even greater abominations. God is a loving God, and you have till your last breath to call on the name of Jesus Christ. You have till your last breath to call on him. Those who call on the name of the Lord shall and will be saved. You have until your last breath. But that doesn't mean God approves of everything you're doing. He is not going to put a stamp of approval on your sin. He is not going to enable it. He's not going to put it in an incubator and grow it. He's not going to enable it, and he's not going to coddle you with it, because he'd be a terrible father if he did those things. And that is what happened in the Vatican and the Catholic Church. Started to coddle, incubate, grow, and enable sin. And it opened a door. That's why the keys were taken out of that statue's hand. Because that key, those keys, were used to open a corrupt door that let foul perversion and perverse spirits in that never should have been let in. And that's why when lightning struck on December 17th, the day Pope Francis was born, those keys were taken out of the hand of that statue. Because the authority had been taken, the kingdom was torn away that day in the realm of the spirit. And it took a year and a half later for it to come into the natural. Because December to December is 12 months, right? Then January, February, March, April, another 4 months. That's 16 months. It took 16 months after that kingdom is torn away from you moment. Because the enemy is looking to greatly corrupt the church and its leaders. The enemy is looking to deceive them into believing that love is enabling sin that God finds detestable. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. And this is what we saw happen. And this is why on Passover, because Pharaoh hardened his heart. And he would not change. He would not stray. Like he would not just abandon the ways that were causing Egypt to be afflicted. He wouldn't abandon it. He kept hardening his heart and stiffening his neck. And then finally, the Lord took everything from Pharaoh. He took everything from him because he didn't submit. He didn't humble himself. He didn't stop going down the road of perdition that he was going down. He didn't want to yield to the fact that his gods were not supreme. Almighty God is supreme. It is the same thing here. Don't you dare take your saints and put them anywhere near close to Jesus Christ and Almighty God. Don't you dare. That is nowhere near. Because the only one who walked the earth and was perfect was Jesus Christ. And the only one that died for our sins and shed his blood for that was Jesus Christ. He is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father, interceding before the throne of God. The Holy Spirit, right, gives utterance and intercedes. Nobody else is before the throne of God interceding. There is not one biblical passage that proves that anybody else besides Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are before the throne of God interceding for you. And this is how they got in trouble in Ezekiel 8, because they started bringing in Tammuz, whose mother was Semiramis, who became the queen of heaven, and Tammuz became the divine son. And when they were scattered, they took that doctrine and spread it into different areas of the earth. And you see parts of it in Hinduism. You see parts of it in different sects of religion. You see parts of it sprinkled from that, right? Women weeping for Tammuz, they are before a false god trying to get their prayers answered. When Almighty God is the one that delivered Israel over and over and over again, you think they'd learn. And it's the same thing with what happened at the Vatican. And the Lord was making a very sobering statement by that happening on Passover. So we have to understand that as well, that the Vatican was highlighted. World Economic Forum is highlighted. That's about to get real ugly. And then Europe was highlighted. And now you've got Turkey, Iran, and Lebanon. Okay. All highlighted right now, right? The enemy is really trying to draw Iran out to strike. The enemy, this is the year of the snake, right? Remember, in China, it became the year of the snake. Serpents slither on the ground and are silent for the most part. And then they rear up for a strike. Okay? So the fact Iran hasn't done anything lately should be a very strong sign to all of you that they are about to rear up for a strike, because the enemy is trying to draw them out. And God is going to allow it. He's going to allow their pride to be their pitfall. Pride cometh before destruction and haughtiness before a big fall, because they are not doing that for Almighty God. They are not doing that for him. He's not asking them to do things in his name that they're doing that he actually finds egregious. And this is why you're seeing these type of leadership that have been installed for a long time fall, right? The Ayatollah, I think, has been in place for over 40 years, right? It's set for a fall. It is set for a fall. When Fidel Castro hit 50 years, that was it. He was done. So we're watching those that have been installed for long periods of time. We're watching what is happening there, Okay. And Turkey is stirring the pot, and that's why they're being shaken right now, because they're stirring the pot in the Middle East. They're trying to put their business in where it doesn't belong. And this is why we're seeing happen what's happening in Turkey. But that should also give us a big red arrow of warning looking at Iran right now in the middle of all this. Because Iran ran to China and Russia for help. So they're going to be dealt with too in this season. Russia and China will be dealt with also in this season, but they ran there for help, right? And there's scripture in the Word of God that talks about why are you running to the strength of Egypt? Why are you running to the strength of Egypt when Egypt can't protect you? That's exactly what they're doing. They're running to Egypt. And this is the time God is dealing with Egypt, right? He's going to physically deal with Egypt too, the nation. Oh, he is, because that spirit of Pharaoh is attempting to rise up out of Egypt, and a Joseph's going to rise up out of Egypt. They'll put that down for a season. That's coming also. So praise the Lord for that. I think that's where I'm going to end for tonight, because we're at an hour already. And I'll save the other things for a short, because we're at an hour. But this is very serious time we're in. You know, people think these things just happen coincidentally. They don't. They don't happen coincidentally. There is a very active, alive realm of the spirit that is going on around us at all times. And there is a great war that is happening. And so this is why we see these things come into the natural, and we see them develop the way they do. So we have to remember that as well. Okay, a few things to talk about right now. Two events I'm going to be at. So I'm going to be at Church International. Yep. The Sword of the Spirit Conference. I will be at Church International. It's going to be the Sunday. So I think it's May 3rd. No, 4th. It's May 4th. Sunday is May 4th, I believe. But that Sunday, I'm going to be there at Church International in Warrior, Alabama, with Robin Bullock and Mrs. Robin Bullock and their family. We're looking very forward to that. So we hope to see you there. And then we have Engage Ministries. We're going to be there as well for His Kingdom in Our Country. It is a tent conference, and so I'm going to be there as well. I think I'm speaking May 10th. I will double check on that, but I think it's the 10th that I am speaking. So you can go for more information to arcofgrace.org/events for that. And I have to announce, this is a biggie too. We have a couple of big announcements tonight. If you could stay on, because we have gone up on another platform, and this is quite exciting. But Ark of Grace has joined BBS Radio and TV to reach more viewers with the Word of God. And so we give a special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom of BBS Radio and TV for even giving us this opportunity, as well as Mike and Steven, because they were such a big help in this. And this broadcast made its debut on BBS Radio and TV this evening, and I'm very excited, and I give all glory to God that we are able to go up. It's bbsradio.com. So if you want to listen there, it is bbsradio.com. So all glory be to God for that. Also, our app, we are going to ask you to download our app, and I'm going to tell you why, and turn on your notifications. We are going to be doing more push notifications, sending out more information for you. We want to keep in touch with you. So if you could please go to your app store, download our app, turn on your notifications. We are going to start sending out quite a bit of those, and we want you to be part of that. It's completely free, so you can catch every update as well. So you could go to your app store and download the Ark of Grace Ministries app. And lastly, we're going to put Give a Derm up quickly before we exit tonight. We love these ladies. They absolutely love the Lord. They are spirit-filled women, and they make an amazing product. It is food for your face. It is plant-based. It is all natural. And we absolutely Love it. I use it on my face twice a day. Chris now uses it. Let me tell you something. Chris is taking more and more of my products. I don't know how else to say this. But now he's gone it's called like a slugger. It's like, it's got like a consistency of Vaseline almost. Now he's using that too on his face. So basically Chris is enjoying their products more and more, but I have to tell you, they are absolutely wonderful. They are some of the best I have used. I absolutely love them. And I love what these women stand for. So if you could be a blessing to them as well, you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Use promo code ARC10. I will tell you, my favorites are the eye cream uplift and the mother plumper one. I absolutely love those three. So if you want to go there today, you can use promo code ARC10. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. We are going to be back on our regular broadcast next week. Isn't that exciting? You're going to have a full week of broadcast. I will be putting out some more shorts, so look for those as well. If you didn't see the two shorts on the Pope, we have them out on all platforms. Our team did a very great job with that, and you can go and see that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other psalms up there that you can pull from. 51 is created me a clean heart, O God. I say that quite a bit. I actually say that almost before every broadcast. And if I forget, I say it at the end of the broadcast with you. So important. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You got to cleanse your heart. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, those scriptures from those chapters are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every single day. You have to get into the habit of speaking the word of God, of getting it into your soul, of speaking it, of using it. It is the sword of the spirit. You have to swing a sword for it to be effective. You can't put your sword in the ground and think it's going to be effective that way. So take your sword out of its sheath and start swinging in this season, because we are coming into the time of the Acts Church. We are coming into that time of the power being turned up. We're coming into that fiery time. So please get into the word of God every single day. Give God his due. Every breath you have is because of him. Give him his due and his time with you every day. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. He taught them that way for a reason, because the order of that prayer is so important in approaching Almighty God, Adonai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I encourage you to adopt that as well into your prayer life, because it is just so important. We stay steeped in the word of God. I love to listen to sermons of Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I have started doing that recently as well. I play them at night while I'm sleeping. You know why? Because I want it in the atmosphere. I want the word in my soul. I want to be steeped in it. I want to walk in it, you know, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we have to understand that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God, you have to hear it over and over and over and over again. And as you do that, it sharpens you. So I encourage you to do that as well. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. And we will see you back on early next week, everyone. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.